Murder My Mind podcast. I am your host, DJ MTK, powered by West Coast Radio. On today's episode, we are covering the Young Thug court trial. Now, he was arrested on May 9th, 2022. We actually recorded an episode, part one, so really this is going to be part two. We'll just do a quick recap of kind of everything that happened, what's going on now, and kind of just jump into our opinion. Give us your feedback. You can access or tweet us at West Coast Nation. You know, he was charged under a RICO, YSL, you know, Bloods. They were, you know, they basically said his organization was a gang, not a record label. And Jeffrey Lamar Williams is charged with violating Georgia's anti-racketeering and gang laws, among other things. So, you know, it was a handful of people that were basically part of this. I believe it was 35 indictments. 28 people were involved. Remember Gunna as well was arrested on this, and he was recently, he pled guilty. Now the question was, and we'll kind of get into that part of it as well, because he was released last December, so he's already been released a year now. Let's see here, the 88-page grand jury indictment characterizes YSL, Young Slime Life, as a criminal street gang and alleges 182 instances of the collectives participating in gang activity and criminal conspiracies. So there's just some of it. Now listen to this.
Now some of you read books about Tupac and what it meant to be thug life. Thug life, the hate you give little infants, Fs, everyone. Meaning discrimination and racism hurts all of us. We teach that to our kids. That was not what thug meant to Jeffrey. Thug meant and means to Jeffrey something very personal.
Okay.
It was his path. If he could ever make it as a musical artist and help his family, himself, and as many others out of this endless cycle of hopelessness, he would be truly humble under God. That's what thug means.
Okay, so I didn't know that. Young Thug means truly humbled under God. Now, okay, sure. You know what? I'll go with it. If that's what it, and so that's his attorney in court, explaining what Young Thug means to the jury. And just so everybody knows too, the jury, some, here's a little bit of juice and drama. The picture of the jurors was released somehow. So people are saying, whoa. And I kind of see where they're coming from as well. So, you know, there's a, you know, one thing that they did have, what's crazy about this RICO charge, if you listen to part one, this has been a 10-year case with wiretaps. Now, so that's where I'm like, okay, what are we really doing here? Gunna was released and Gunna came out and said, listen, Gunna basically said, listen, I didn't say anything. Basically, his plea deal was that he never basically said he was guilty, but he said it is a gang. So if part of that plea deal is if they need to call him up to the stand, that he has to come. So I'm going to read this for you. Gunna's guilty plea for his part serves as a public acknowledgement of his association with YSL. The rapper said in a statement, though he emphasized that his association is purely musical, he staunchly maintains his innocence despite entering a plea deal. While I have agreed to always be truthful, I will want to make it perfectly clear that I have not made any statements, have not been interviewed, have not cooperated, have not agreed to testify or be a witness for or against any party in this case, and have absolutely no intention of being involved in the trial process in any way. However, each pleaded guilty to a racketeering charge. Seven other defendants walked free in last December. The conditions of their plea deals and the YSL co-founder Walter Murphy entered a guilty plea as well on a single count of conspiracy to violate the state racketeering influence and corruption organization, RICO. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He negotiated 1 year of his sentence, commuted to time served and 9 years of probation per the deal. So there have been a handful of people that took the plea deal. Young Thug is in court right now. Some of this wiretap, now that's where I think this is going to get very interesting. Because they were saying in some of these audio recordings under the wiretap that they're basically talking about hits. So I don't know if his business partner who took the plea deal, it says YSL co-founder Walter Murphy entered a guilty plea on a single count of conspiracy to violate the RICO charge, the RICO Act. There's a lot of indictments against him. This court case just started. He has been in jail for over a year, May 9th, a year and a half. It's going to be very interesting what's going to happen these next couple of weeks, what the state really has against him. You heard the clip, Young Thug's attorney saying, listen, Thug only means truly humbled under God. So, you know, they're trying to paint a picture like, listen, hey, you know, he's not a bad guy. Here's another soundbite for you.
It's on Jeffrey's Instagram account, and the prosecution is targeting, that's Jeffrey taking a selfie in the mirror, and he has his hand up, and the indictment that the prosecution had the grand jury return says he's holding up a blood sign, and that furthers this conspiracy. There's nothing wrong with holding up a blood sign, but that's not a blood sign. A blood sign is like this. It looks like a B. That is a P. Jeffrey's fingers are down. And what you'll learn is that Jeffrey just released with Sergio Kitchens, performed known as Gunna.
That's Gunna.
A song that is wildly popular. It's around the globe. It's called Pushing P. And it's positivity. It means any circumstance you're in, if you think positively about something, you can make it through.
So this is an interesting take. They're really spinning here. Now, let's all be real for a second, right? Every rapper wants to be gang affiliated, wants to, they every rapper is from a hood. I mean, it's just known, right? I don't know what Young Thug has or has not done. You're innocent until proven guilty. You know, if he was out there wilding out and, you know, murdering people and fucking harming motherfuckers and shit, yeah, I think you deserve to be in prison. If you just, you know, were caught up with trying to create that image and it's caught up to you, I mean, I'm just interested, what is this wiretap really going to, you know, show us? Is gonna come back and testify? A lot of people took plea deals. Are they gonna call these people back? There's gonna be a lot of questions answered in these 2 weeks. Murder on My Podcast, DJ MDK. We'll be back, Young Thug.